Welcome to the Ernie Chan Show. Hello, hello everybody. This is Ernie Chan and welcome to the Ernie Chan Show. As mentioned to you yesterday when I was doing my Facebook Live over here, I will be having a very, very special guest today to kickstart the Ernie Chan Show. We have a whole series of very exciting panel of guests that will be coming in here. So what I will be expecting you is to come and join us for this whole series of the Ernie Chan Show, where I will be inviting a lot of my good bros and my good friends and my partners over here that will be sharing with you on how you can do better business. And a lot of them are very, very successful businessmen, entrepreneurs, key opinion leaders, and also personalities. So on the Wednesday show, you will have the Ernie Chan Show where Jim Chan will be always asking me questions on my opinions and thoughts on all the current issues. And on Thursdays at 12:30, of course, your lunchtime over here, I will be hosting the show myself, where I will be inviting a lot of my good friends, my bros who are very successful entrepreneurs, businessmen, key opinion leaders, and also those individuals who are leading the way in the market. So today, I have a very, very special guest. So if you are not online yet, please come and join us here on the Ernie Chan page, the Ernie Chan Show, and like and share and tag as many people as you can so that more people can benefit and learn from all these business personalities, all these key opinion leaders on how they became very successful. Even if you are not a business owner, even if you are not an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter. The values and the way they think will be able to share and teach you a lot of how they actually got to where they are today. Even I myself always believe in continuous learning. And Dr. Tony Lui is one of those individuals that has got a very interesting story that I'm sure you will be excited to listen and to learn from. Why? Because he is like a gangster, one, but a very cool kind of gangster. Why cool kind of gangster? He got cool hairstyle. He got cool way of the way he talk. I enjoy being around him because he's very real, very cool one. Very down to earth. And of course, you will be able to see shortly Dato' Tony Lui coming to stage here on live with me. He is the first guest. And of course, the following weeks, we have many, many different guests. Next week, we have Nicholas from JLD. Dragon, right? The bubble tea. And of course, you know I'm not that big into bubble tea, but he will be here to share with you why he has gone into and ventured into the bubble tea business from YFS, your fashion store, right? And then, of course, the following week, you have Tan Sri, Dr. Lim Wee Chai, and also the Minister of Entrepreneur Development that will be on the Ernie Chan Show. All are confirmed lineup. And of course, we want to start the show with a big bang with Datuk Tony Lui. We call him the Iron Man of Malaysia. You know, of course, the world has got the popular Robert Downey Jr., the Iron Man. We have our own very own Iron Man of Malaysia. And you will know why he's called the Iron Man, because he is something else. And I want you to meet this something else person shortly over here at 12:30 sharp. He is already here, but I want to give him a great grand introduction while more people actually come onto the show here to watch us having this chit-chat over here for the next 30 minutes so that a lot of us here can learn from these successful entrepreneurs as to how they became what they are today. What are some of the personalities and some of the characteristics or some of the things that they have to do to get to where they are today? And I was just sharing with him, and he was me in my office just now as to the difficulties and the challenges even to today. I mean, being very successful as a businessman, he also still feel a lot of different kinds of challenges, and I'll be asking some of those questions as to what he does when he deal with all these challenges, because challenges never ends. And he's actually rushing off for award dinner tonight. He's flying off to Cambodia tomorrow. Just very, very busy, you know, being so busy and he's still wanting to come on this show. It tells you a lot about these individuals. You know why? Because a lot of people get lazy when they become successful. And that's exactly what happens to most successful people. They get lazy. So when people are continuously hustling and working hard, there must be reasons why. We will find out why he is continuously wanting to hustle. And for those of you who missed this Facebook Live, it's still going to be on our podcast, on the Ernie Chan Show podcast, as well as it will be on Facebook, on Instagram. You can watch all this consistently, continuously. I'm excited because having him here today is going to be very real, very down to earth for you to experience the Iron Man of Malaysia and how he actually built his business to be where it is today. All right? So ladies and gentlemen, now it's 12:30, and of course, I would like to bring on my bro, Dato' Tony Lui. Give a big round of applause for Dato' Tony Lui. Welcome, bro. Thank you. Thank you very much for being on the show, the Ernie Chan Show.
My honor to be invited.
Thank you.
First guest for your show.
Yes. First guest is always the powwow. Why is it the first guest? Because I want to bring very interesting and very solid businessman entrepreneur to be on my show. Yeah. So thank you very much for coming. And what I wanted to start off is for people to know you first. And I want to ask you three very fast questions.
Okay,
you have to decide on one of the two. Okay. Cannot be both, huh? Must be one of the two.
One of the two.
All right. Okay. Nasi lemak or chicken chop?
Nasi lemak.
Family or friends?
Family and friends.
So, dang, not allowed, huh? Family or friends?
Family.
Family, very good. And third, business or holiday?
Holiday.
Very good. So there you go. A quick Snapchat into how Tony Lewis functioned. A little bit ideas to his personal life over here.
Yeah.
For those of you who do not know Dato Tony Lewis over here, he's actually the chairman and also CEO of the Ban Lee Hin Group, which is a very, very powerful, strong organization in Malaysia. One of the most interesting things, because I did a hosting for Dato Tony Lewis with together with Andrew and Chris Tan on their Jiang Liap, the 36 hours talk show.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. So this half an hour here is stop soy for him. Half an hour soy.
It's very challenging and tough. Man.
Tough and challenging, right? So let's start off with that first. Why in the world did you decide to do a 36 hours non-stop Facebook live broadcast?
Because we want to do something special that people never tried before. And I think this is one kind of promoting our new book launching before that. So I think it's also one challenge in our life. So it's one of the Malaysian entrepreneurs should be share over their experience, knowledge to all starter business or maybe entrepreneur. So I think that's very good fantastic. So it's very awesome. So even at the midnight, a lot of fans still non-sleep and following us and touching the earth, asking a question. So when asking questions, we learn from them. Maybe their problem also are facing the same problem also. It's a good chance to, I think, so, share and learn each other.
Sure, you don't make money from it by sharing. Why do you want to share so much when you actually are totally not even in the education business? You are in the steel, the iron business. Why bother even as an entrepreneur, successful one? Why spend time to want to teach and share people?
I think the most important thing for entrepreneurs is keep learning. So once you learn, you have to contribute back to the society. Then also share with the people. When you share more to people, you will learn more, right? So I'm willing to share a lot to people. That's why I have a lot of sharing from function in association and knowledge some more. So I think this is one of the things that happened in our life. We didn't say we are good, but we have our knowledge, we have our problem, how we solve our problem, what solution we have, then we have to share with all those people, then we learn from them. When they're facing the problem, they are asking back to them.
Sure. One of the most difficult challenges are the problems that you mentioned over here. I'm sure you have gone through so many different challenges and problems in your life, right? What is the biggest problem, challenge that you have actually encountered as a businessman, as a family man?
I think the most important thing is a human problem. So people call me this like entrepreneur doctor, right? Because I dropped out from school when I was 14 years old.
14 years old, you drop out of school? Yeah. Okay.
I started up learning at 17 years old to become a professor. So when I was 22 years old, I still go to Singapore to go to Europe.
Oh, okay.
A few months there. After I came back, then I decided to go back to the same line to help my father to my dad's company. So I was managing IMO. Last time we are doing many humble small companies, doing such a few like those small businesses. And when I take over this family business, then I ask my father to retire early.
Okay.
I say one mountain cannot keep two tiger, right? So just some part of Chong Yi Fu. I say that you why not you retire early? You trust people, you have to be confident with that.
Sure.
So I'm very confident I can do better than you. Then I hope you keep me a chance. So,
okay.
For those I go outside to do perform up my new firm. So my dad said, I thought, okay, just go ahead.
Sure.
Then I will pass over to you. Then at that time, I start up my small factory in ironmongery. Then until today, it's going to stop the consumption flow. Mm. So the most important thing that that's a human problem.
Sure.
So how you manage your people, how you guide your people. But for me, I think the most big challenge, when your company very small, with 10, 20, 30 people, it's very easy to manage.
Sure.
When your company grow 50, 100, then you're facing a very big challenge that how you manage people, how you manage a key person to manage their downline, their worker, their staff, their team. So I miss that. Education is very important. In year 70s, 80s, maybe you don't need to, you can draw from school when you're even secondary school. Easily you can get a job, you can become a successful people. But today, you go Taiwan, you go Hong Kong, you simply throw one stone, you can get at least a 2 MBA or 1 doctor, right?
Sure.
So education is very important. You have to keep learning, keep moving in front of the app, of the technology, of the people, not behind people. If today you think you are the best, but tomorrow people will take over you because you are never moving. Keep moving, keep learning,
sure.
Keep improving.
Sure.
You will be behind.
Sure.
So I think moving and learning is very important.
Very good. I think that explains why from 14 years old you drop out of school. And what was the reason that caused you to really have that attitude of wanting to learn? Because 14 years old, you drop out of school, meaning you say you don't really enjoy going to the traditional formal school, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what kind of attitude, what gave you that kind of motivation to want to continuously learning to today? Even you didn't speak English, I'm sure, last time.
Yeah.
And then you learn how to speak English, you don't care, you just get to where you are today.
Yes, yes. I think the most important is in the 1985, 86, is the economic crisis. So my dad also facing a lot of bad debt, very hard to collect the money from the contractor to the client. So our company getting sued by others going to bankruptcy.
Okay.
So at the time, I told my dad, I'm not really the person really study hard. I say, why not I draw for the school to help you? So my dad not agree. He said, no, you have to continue, at least finish your form 5. So I said, okay, I will try. Another week, then I said, I give up. Like, I still, I mean, the time you're still young, you don't know how important that learning is. No?
Yep.
So I just, my flexible child, I'm not the person to continue learning. I want to work better. Then I draw off from school. Then I think I can help my dad. Like,
sure.
After that, I also go outside.
Welcome to the Ernie Chan Show. I'm here with Datuk Tony Lui, the CEO chairman of Ban Ling Hing Group, a very, very big, huge, successful organization. And more importantly, he is here to share with you. So if you are now right online, do share, do tag your friends over here on the Ernie Chan Show. If you have any questions to ask Datuk Tony Lui, please also make sure you ask. Do share, please share, keep on sharing so that more people can actually learn and listen to what he has to share with you. He dropped out of school at the age of 14, right?
Share.
Always share, right? So that more people can benefit from this. And questions, so that we can ask questions to Datuk Tony Lui.
FOC.
He don't judge you, he answer your questions. And he's not in the education business, he's in the business of steel. So he will be able to share with you over here. So I want to be able to then now ask Datuk Tony Lui. Now, since you have gotten to where you are today, you can actually be a bit more relaxed. I mean, I also watch you on Facebook. You cook a lot. You spend a lot of time cooking good food. He's not a regular cook who cooks nonsense. He actually cooks real good food. And then he don't have to work so hard. You don't have to work so hard to cook all the food, take the family on the holiday, meet up with friends and things like that. Why do you do all these things even at your success right now?
I think in Cantonese day, in Chinese say, 民以食为天, food and eat is very important in your life. So I think how you enjoy your life, that you have a good food, holidays, good moments and happy moments with your family. Then for students, maybe study is very tough. For those people, working is very tough. Why not you take your study and your working as a holiday? Then your mood will be changed.
Yeah.
So your life then, you enjoy your life. You think that, oh, this is tough. This is not tough. This is challenge. I challenge when I finish my work, I will benefit myself. I will reward myself, go for holiday.
Yeah.
So if you go for holiday, you can work, you can play until midnight, 2, 3 o'clock. You wake up early morning in the 6. But you won't feel tired. But if you study, you say, oh, 8 to 5, 5 years, it's tough, it's very hard to spend the time there in the classroom. But if you go holiday, you go playing game the whole day, you won't feel tired, right?
Yep.
But change your mindset, enjoy your life, treat everything as you happy, you passionate, you will like it, you will enjoy. But you say for me it's tough, then you won't enjoy. I'm doing business. Last time I'm doing business, I always think my mission is making money. Huh? My vision is making big money. So only thinking about it. Then every day I work like hell. I work very tough. I work very tired. Because I only am thinking for making money, making profit. Like I say, I'm making love.
Sure.
I love everyone. I'm making love product. I like my client happy. I like my staff happy. My worker happy. Then everyone happy. I'm making love business.
Sure.
So the money will continue to come.
Sure.
So I don't really aim for the money.
Sure.
Now I just make everyone happy. Like I'm cooked. My friends, my family, I'm happy to cook, happy to eat. If you are hard to do everything, to come up with that, will be perfect.
Do follow Dato' Tony Lui on his Facebook. Tony Lui, you will be able to see all the awesome food that he actually prepares, all the siu yok that he actually cooks, all the tahalau stuff. But he definitely is a very, very good cook and very creative also. Now, I was talking to Dr. Tonino just now inside my room where I asked him, how do you treat your foreign workers? Because he deals with a lot of foreign workers and he say, I treat them like my own children. Now, I want to ask you from a business perspective, there's always a balance of taking care of our people, loving our people, but at the same time also we have to jaga the money that actually comes in from business perspective because business is tough. It's not easy. It's a very tough market. So how do you balance and how do you jaga by loving them as your own children, but at the same time, not all appreciate your loved one. So how do you balance that two things over here?
I think it's the like fathers and sons. The dad and parents always want to hit their children. And sometimes they will say, I get you from the rubbish bin or whatever, I sent to charge you or something. But the parents never give up their children, right? So the boss and the employee the same.
Sure.
I'm not scolding you are stupid, you are stupid guy, you are fat lady or you are old man or what. You're scolding people. By scolding why you can't finish your work. Why you can't do well your work. So I'm scolding on your work, on your duty.
Sure.
I'm not scolding point on your body.
Sure.
So people will respect you.
Sure.
Scolding is not scold people. Just your voice maybe change higher. Then you just warning them,
sure.
Chasing them. You want to improve them. You love them. You want to see one day you are successful. You become one of me. That's why I told my staff, please work as your own company, not for me. One day you'll be my leader. One day you'll become a successful entrepreneur. Or maybe one day you'll not work with me, you work outside. If you become an entrepreneur, you're facing the same thing like me. So your employee will tell you the same thing that now you're doing with me. So please book as a what? As a patient, as a your own company, then you will become one shareholder in the future.
Sure.
Then if one day you all to become a successful entrepreneur or bosses, I will become the big boss of you all. Right?
Very good. I think this is a very good example that's shared by Dr. Tony over here. If you have any questions that you want to ask Dr. Tony, please key in over here. We have friends from Thailand. Desmond Goh, hello from Thailand.
Hi.
And also from Vietnam as well. So we have people all over the world watching the show right now, the Ernie Chan Show. I'm with Dr. Tony Lui, Chairman, CEO of Ban Li Hing Group, the Iron Man of Malaysia. So the next question I'll ask Dr. Tony Lui is this. Now, you talk a lot about sometimes you have to love your child, sometimes you have to also scold them, but at the same time, you have to make sure that they are still growing with you, right? I'm sure it's very difficult for you to train and train and train, and then the people leave you. Because sometimes, no matter how you love your people, how you take care of your people, they will still leave you. How do you feel and what do you do
actually,
about that?
I'm facing the same thing. I've been set about 10 years ago. So, I keep pay them a lot of concerts. I spend a lot of effort and money to them to for external training and internal training as well. After they grow, okay, they'll find a new job and run away. Then I think back. I feel very tired that after I train, I spend so much of effort and time to train them up after they will run away. Maybe hunt by other company. So I say, oh, this is continue happening. That will feel very, very tired. Then I find out the solution. Why? Because I never ask them why. I only think what I provide to them is what they want.
Sure.
Actually, it's wrong. So, at the same time, I told all the employees, please make me happy. Okay? If you make me happy, I will impose, I will increase your salary, keep you more bonus. So, but also you have to do me more hard work
sure.
to the company.
Sure.
So, and what you want? So, what you want? I say, I want good environment, I want good pay, I want good benefit from the company. Okay, I want to go travel here, there, I want to eat here, eat there. Okay, fine. So, what you want? I will do my best. But the more important thing, how you make your employee happy so they will work more harder and effort for the product
sure.
and your client. If you make them angry, you make them not happy, they'll make your customer
not happy.
Not happy.
Yep.
Then your customer cut your cost.
Sure.
Then you will be lost, right? You will be more sad. So this is what people do in business.
Sure.
So I told them, so I keep paying you to improve you. I want to show you your future.
Sure.
I want to see your future. Today, after 3 years you work with me, I'll give them a plan. A growing plan for their career.
Sure.
So now you are just a normal supervisor. I say 3 years. I will keep increasing your salary minimum 10 or 15%. So at least 1 month bonus or more than that. So if you can keep my KPI and keep learning, work as your own company,
sure.
be responsibility, be patient on your work. So you will fast. You don't need 3 years, maybe 1 year you can
sure.
achieve that. Then I'll pay you whatever I promise in your contract.
Sure.
So after 3 years, another new contract will become managers or maybe branch department head.
Sure.
So another 3 years, 4 years, you become my a GM or director or maybe shareholder.
Sure.
So this is a career plan for them for 10 years. So maybe some of them will be cut short 5-6 years that I'm going to achieve that. So this is what I'm doing with my team.
Okay.
An entrepreneur, you know how to making money, but you don't know how to share your profit.
Sure.
That's very stupid, you know?
Sure.
So your gig today is like this. I got 50% is half of this. If thinking today my kid become big like this table, so I got 10%. How many double size?
Sure.
But the originals.
Yeah.
So you want to grow your business bigger, you must think how to share with your team, share with your clients, share with your family. Then everyone share, this company will grow very fast.
Sure. So is that how the strategy that you put in place for you to grow so yeah. far so quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now we are actually on the Ernie Chan show. You're watching Ernie Chan here interviewing Dato Tony Lui, CEO Group Chairman of Ban Li Hing Group. Please remember to share, tag your friends
please
who need to listen his message.
Please.
Tag, share, tag, share. If you are learning something, please key in +1, +1 over here. If you're learning something, you'd like us to continue by asking more questions, just key in +1 so that we know that you're watching, engaging here with us over here, right? So we have lots of people, friends over watching over here. So hi, Michael. Hi, Manson. Hi, everyone over here. Our next question I'll ask Dr. Tony Lui is this. Now, you are in business, but I also notice you are in a lot of associations. You are like president of almost every single freaking association I can think of, from PUMM to SME and everything else. And then also you mentioned to me just now that there are a lot of these ministers or ministries that you actually go and have to share and represent the SMEs and the people to talk about what is happening. And you also mentioned something about the direction of the country is a little bit lost right now.
Yeah.
What do we really need the government to hear from us, especially yourself being a representation of the industry itself? What do they really need to do right now that can help the businesses? Because it's flat.
I think now economy is tough and slow down. It's not only Malaysia. It's a global slowdown. So every entrepreneur is facing tough because of margin drop, material keep increasing, and human resources and labor costs keep increasing. In fact, the margin always drops. So now the economy is very slow. I think we need a very clear direction from the government. But now what we see that government is still very quiet and not even have a lot of news come out.
So they're not really working?
I don't say they're not really working. Maybe they work very hard, I don't know, in their office. But as an entrepreneur, as a Malaysian people, I think we are not saying we want to teach them how to do their work. So maybe we can just provide them what the voice from the bottom, from the from the people of Malaysia, from the SME. So what we need, that's why we will call for the forum, for the meeting together with our ministry. So I think our minister have to correct all the information from the people need. Not that what you're doing, you think that's right. But I think, like, you are sick, then you don't know what I'm saying. I say, I cough or I poo, then you simply give me the medicine. That's no working, right? So I think the minister has to go to the ground and listen to the people, what they are doing. And for those entrepreneur or association leader, I think we have to arrange a forum and meeting to the ministry office to give them our point of view and our advice to cut short their work, to get them knows about what people. That's the most important thing. But minister, I think we hope that will be better than our previous one to work hard. But until today, I think a lot of people are really fed up and feel sad that a lot of complaints from the human. But our government has to do something. I'm not trying to say they are no good or complain to them. I mean, I'm Malaysian. I always told people when I go overseas that Malaysia is the best country. All people is very friendly. Our economy is good. Our country is stable. Everything is good. Politicians is stable. So please come here. Invest here. Please come here to travel here. Here we have a lot of food, a lot of beautiful tourist point, tourist spot. So I always promoting Malaysia. But bad news, no need to put on Facebook to scolding our government or those very stupid news. No need to post the social media. I think why we don't post good and positive things to our social media to promote Malaysia better, to get more people come to invest, and to get more tourists come to Malaysia.
And of course, with the economy being so bad, right, and you being a businessman, entrepreneur in so many different businesses, what are the things that you have decided to put in place to grow your business to the next level? I'm sure all successful businesses like yourself would want to continually growing the business. What are the things that you're going to be looking into? What are the areas and how do you intend to grow your business?
I think now economy a little bit slow. So as an entrepreneur, you have to be very responsible. So a lot of people, they are doing economic slow, we want to cut salary la, cut cost la, and no need to pay bonus la. This is stupid la. I will tell my team, even we are not making money, I will keep paying you bonus, I keep paying you increasing your salary, because now facing money is very small, you know. So our currency is dropping and dropping. If today you go Thailand, our neighbor country, it dropped about 20% of currency. It's very tough. We go Taiwan also dropped 20%. So for last time it's totally different. So I think we have to keep understood that how tough our staff, our team, have to pay them to surviving. So to make them surviving and happy, right? So as an entrepreneur, I told my staff, last time I have been making some limited profit, but now I pay back to all my team. Thank you for their contribution, for their help in the future time. So I have to pay back. I still keep pay back to them even I'm not making money. So at the same time, I'm doing hardest and work hardest to get more marketing, bargain, a good deal with our customer. Good deal is not that we cut costs, we want to twist the cost of everything. I told my customer, if your customer asks for discount, how you doing? Then the quality will drop. Then the people will feel not happy. You make the economic crisis and they make the people also crisis. So bad mood, family, broken family, come out a lot. So we'll give, let people reasonable profit, sustainable profit is very important. So you have to improve your quality. Quality of work, quality of service, that reasonable profit, that everyone will be happy, right? It's not that trees and trees the cost. So I hope my customer will give me a reasonable cost. Then I'll do my best to give them quality work. If you ask for discount, then I will cut cost. My supplier, also cut cost. My labor also, my worker also not happy. They will simply do no quality, no good service to you. Then this world is me. Fall into trouble. But we want to create a harmonic country. Happy a moment to everyone. So we have to think about that. So everyone have to improve. Then keep moving, keep improving. Keep learning. Make everyone happy. Don't keep your negative energy to people. Even maybe I'm still sad, but I will keep smiling. Holiday. Don't stop. Mo Jiu Tiu, Go Jiu Tiu. So never stop singing and dancing, right?
So it's important for you to keep yourself excited, positive and everything else, right? So you see, isn't it very tiring for you to always be needing to keep everybody excited, everyone happy? And who's going to keep you happy and excited if they are continuously just sucking you dry? What do you do to keep yourself excited?
I will make myself happy. Like, I'm looking at someone like, don't like him or very angry to him. I look at him like a monkey, like a dog, then I feel smile. When you look at the people smile, then you feel, these people are very friendly.
Yes, yes.
Then, like my team, sometimes they have an argument with their leaders, right? They come and complain to me. I said, tomorrow start, every morning you tap out, say talent for him or her. Every day you go back, you say good night, goodbye and good night to them.
Yep.
Then after a month, you learn everything from them, then I will fire him. Then after a few months later, I'll come and ask, how is your boss? How is your leader? He says, he's good. Are you learning everything from him? Yes, yes, I learn almost. He teaches me everything. So now I can fire him. No, he's good. You do fire him. Why? Because of human communication.
Yes.
Having a problem.
Sure.
Because you just keep your very dark face and angry face to people.
Yep.
So you keep smiling and smiling to people. And people will keep
smiling. So obviously, people don't work for money only anymore today. People need to work for much more than that. The boss with their personal touch. You obviously have a lot of personal touch, not just to your people, but to the people everywhere around. I will tell you one thing, I will always appreciate Dato' Tony Lui. I went and supported him one of his talks at the CO3 office. And when I arrived, the whole entire place was jam-packed with people. Jam-packed with people. I walked in there, Dato' Tony Lui himself, the speaker, went to the back, carried one chair and just for me to sit. I tell you, these kind of things I will forever remember. And that tells me a lot about him. That's why I wanted him to be the first one on the show to share with everyone over here. Yeah. Now, we are going to come to the last few minutes of the show already. On the Ernie Chan Show, I'm with Dato' Tony Lui, chairman and also the group CEO of the Ban Li Hin Group, right? IMN of Malaysia. A lot of young entrepreneurs think entrepreneurship is very sexy. So they always like to follow us as entrepreneurs. They like to watch what we talk about, what we do. And they think entrepreneur is always like you have more time, you have more time, your family, you can make more money. They really believe that one. So what kind of advice do you have for these young entrepreneurs who think it's just sexy to become an entrepreneur? What advice do you have for them?
I don't think it's so easy to be an entrepreneur or a boss. Maybe some of them really fall and cry. You don't know. Even for me, yeah, I've been facing a lot of tough challenge. We cry until the whole below back, nobody know at the night, you know. But now we're facing a problem, how we find the solution to solve the problem, more important thing. You're facing the customer, you're facing a problem, you solve the problem. It's not that some people will escape it, sorry, excuse. They will keep a lot of excuses and don't facing the problem. Then they will be unsuccessful, they will correct, then owing a lot of people money, then run away.
Yep.
So we think so easy to become an entrepreneur. Among of them, maybe few thousand of people have become a boss, start up their business, but most of 90% of them have been failed.
Yep.
But you don't know. But some of them still surviving, no day, no time. Because why you can become a boss? Even I'm in holiday, got any important things, important call, immediately I have to fly back. If you are the employee, you are holiday in China or Japan, I call you, they come back to settle your thing, you think you will come back? I don't think so, or even you don't pick up my phone, right? So this is different from entrepreneur and employee. So you are the boss, you take care of everyone. You got a job, you want to find the people to do for you, to finish the product for your customer. But you get a job, you have to think how you going to surviving, balancing your financing, how you facing your purchasing, how you pay people, bargaining with people, then how you collect your payment. If you're facing a debt, bad debt, you cannot correct, then how? Then you have to borrow and loan money from the bank. Everything problem, you have to solve everything. But when you're facing problem, you don't have enough knowledge to solve it, then you die. Then you find book, ask people, advice from your friends, from your family, people. Then don't keep quiet that, emotion gone, momentary, never mind. Then the problem will become bigger and bigger.
Yep.
So when you're facing a small problem, you have to solve it immediately. When you have an employee problem, you have to solve it immediately. When you have a customer complaint, you're facing a customer and solve it immediately. Don't tell me tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay, immediately. Today, you have to solve it.
Sure. So problem solving is very important, and taking immediate action to solve problems is very important. Yeah. I want to ask this question that someone asked over here. Dato' Tony, no matter what you do, people will still hate. How do you overcome haters? Because I'm sure not everyone will like the way you do
things.
Take
it easy. Forget about it. You can't control people to hate you. But among people love you, but also among people not really love you. In front of you, they say, I love you, I like you, I'm bro. Actually, behind, do a lot of bad things with you. You don't know. But some people will scolding you. Maybe they love you. Like my dad, they keep scolding her. My mom keep hitting me. You think my mom and my parents not loving me? He love me more than myself, right? So that's different thing from the people. Forget about it. Don't care about that. But you care that what you're doing is good for people. What you're doing is right thing. That's more important.
Sure.
Thing, right?
And how do you know, like you just said, you know, some of them are very bro with you in front of you, but actually behind stabbing your back. How do you actually find out and know what are the things that they actually do that makes you realize that these are actually not your real bros?
We are not really know, sir. Sometimes after 3 years, 5 years, then we know, only can know understood the person. I think nowadays a lot of comments and money game in the market.
Sure.
So you have to really be careful of people. Those people fine with you, kind with you, you must be careful, okay? So those people, you don't know them, you don't know their family, you don't know their background, you never see their wife, never see their children, never see their brother and sister. Don't be friends with them. It's very dangerous people also. So you must know their family members, you know where they are from, you know them more than 3-5 years only, they will be your real friend.
Okay.
But don't put 100%, 70-80% enough.
Sure. And of course, I'm sure you have been burned many, many times over the years doing business. And why after getting burned so much and so painful, you still continue to become what you are, the way you function? Are you not tired of all this burning?
But sometimes I feel sad and tired, but I'm crying. But it's okay. Don't let people know you're crying.
Sure.
But when you fall, you had to stand up yourself.
Sure.
Because you have to be responsibility to yourself. Like you are entrepreneur. You have to be responsibility to your team members, family also. So I work as an entrepreneur. I'm doing business. I make sure my company has been growing. I make sure my team have to keep moving and learning and improving.
Sure.
So I have to make sure my family happy, my staff happy, my customer happy. This is the responsibility of a human.
Sure.
It's not that you just do for your own, but once you, it's not that how successful you are, how many people you teach them, you guide them, become a successful people, then you are the most successful.
Sure.
You feel more thankful, more happy that, happier because I do everything. I see this young man, I see these young children, I see this young lady, they are improving. Even their family relationship also important.
Sure.
So without a family support, I'm nothing. So today, why I'm here today, why today I can become a very successful people, because my family give me a lot of support. My wife, my dad, my parents, my children, they give me a lot of support and love. That no matter how tough I am, no matter how hurt I am, I'm still very powerful, right?
Sure.
Because, wow, more my time.
Sure.
I love power. Behind, I have a lot of backup, a lot of responsibility on my back. So I have to do it well, do it well. I have to standing stronger and stronger.
Sure.
This is a human.
Good. If there's one word that you want to give to this people watching here today, what is that one word that is so important, be it Chinese or be it English? What's that one word that is very powerful that have kept you motivated and encouraged over the years that it also will be beneficial to our viewers over here?
Be positive, keep learning, and action. So, colorful your life, okay? Without any regret. This is more important. So, life is short. Nobody will know. Today is your last day, maybe. So enjoy every single day and keep learning. Be happy.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have learned a lot from Dato' Tony Lui in the Ernie Chan Show over here. If you enjoy watching the last half an hour over here,
please share, tag,
because it's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on my channel, the Ernie Chan YouTube channel, and of course, the Ernie Chan Show. Please remember to like Dr. Tony and follow him, and you'll see his colorful life. He has a lot of motivational quotes on posters, the pictures of places that we visited, and a lot of new dishes that he continuously cooks for his friends and families and everyone else. He travels a lot. He meets a lot of people. He's going to Cambodia tomorrow. He's also an award-winning entrepreneur and receiving another award tonight as well. So please do follow him. Please share. Please tag. And if you like to watch and learn more entrepreneurs, next week we have Nelson, the founder of JLD Bubble Tea. Nicholas, the founder of JLD. He'll be here. And also from YFS as well. So stay tuned for next week. This is the Ernie Chan Show. I'm Ernie Chan. And of course, with Dr. Tony, very thankful and grateful that he's here with us today. Signing off. And we'll see you.
Please share.
Please share. Thank you very much, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for watching and listening to the Ernie Chan Show. Don't forget to like and follow my FB page every single day. And of course, stay tuned every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. where I'll be watching you live.